Hello.
Sam.
Hey, Tammy?
Yeah, it's Tammy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for calling into the podcast again.
Oh, my God. My pleasure. They were like, you know this little, the one did this podcast? And I go, I did that podcast for real when it first started.
And thank you so much for calling back, because I don't know if you remember the conversation we had. We talked about our kids, and we talked about just pretty much life lessons, and you were just coming off of the after-school special.
Yes, and now it's finally going to come out after this other special comes out. I had just filmed it. That's right.
And that's why I really, when this came out, I wanted to reach out and talk with you, mainly because those bits and pieces when we were in the green room talking, and I'm seeing it. Well, let me, we're recording now. Sorry.
Okay, great.
All right, we're recording.
I just have to remind you, at some point I have to go and pick up my son from school because I'm home. So you know what that's like.
Oh, trust me. This is exactly the conversation. This is how it started last time. But before we jump into, because we get a little off track real quick when we talk about our kids. The name of the new one that's coming out on the 3rd of May, it is called Throwback Tammy.
Yeah, hashtag TBT, Throwback Tammy. It's, you know, we did put out some stuff that I never got to put out before because I had filmed a special in 2009 right when the technology changed. And so the film wasn't HD. And people were like, well, now all the TVs are HD. So I had some stuff that no one had ever heard before. So when Larry the Cable Guy came to me with Get Her Done Records and said, you want to do an album? I'm like, well, I just did a new special. I don't have a lot of new material because, you know, I had just done an hour for that Way After School special that'll come out later this fall. I said, what about this? I had this stuff with some older material that never got out anywhere. Let's do that. So that's why we call it Throwback Tammy, because it goes back from 2009.
Now, I have heard a little bit of the previews. I don't want to give anything away, so I'm wording my words very carefully. But a lot of that stuff still holds up.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Well, because look, there are only 7 jokes in the entire world. People keep messing up and doing stupid stuff, right? Like, even, I was really nervous because there's one Octomom joke on there, and I'm like, wow, people, if they don't know the premise of this, they're going to go, wow, she's still writing jokes about Octomom? And then the Octomom was in the news last week. So I'm like, okay, it works regardless.
Yeah, like, didn't, like, something weird happen with her where she's, like, okay now? Like, we all thought she was, like, messed up. And I'm trying to remember the news story because I saw it, too. It's like, hey, all that stuff we thought, it's still happening, but she's okay now.
Well, let's just say this. I don't know how anybody with more than 4 children could be considered okay. Because I got 1 and a husband, and I'm losing my mind on a daily basis.
Don't you know it.
Okay is a relative term, isn't it?
Now, it's funny that you say that, because I just had to deal with my kid and his drama, too. You talk about picking him up from school. We had to have this long, boring, they call it the state of the school.
Okay, remind me again how old your son is.
As of now, as of this recording, he's 6.
Okay. Oh, so much fun. Yeah, I remember he was just little. So. Okay,
yeah. So now, state of the school means he's 6. He's in kindergarten. Get over yourself. So
right.
They had this long, it was a 2-hour meeting telling us about things that essentially we already know. And I'm like, how? How is this being taken so seriously? And go ahead, because
no, I was gonna say, you know, it's a difficult time too, because now we all have to participate. When we were I did this one thing in my act because I said when we were born, both our parents didn't even come to our birth. Like, you know, we didn't, let alone go to a meeting where they're gonna tell you about the escape route. I don't know. Like, it's too much nowadays for these kids. And we just had a big. My son is 11, so that's 5th grade. So we had the whole. We've had all those meetings that you're going through right now. In 3rd grade, we had a brand new teacher. She was a great lady, you know, girl, just out of school, and she called us in because she wanted to remind us that stupid is a bad word. And I said, honey, respectfully, but I got to leave a lot of other words out. Stupid is staying in.
Oh, yeah.
We can't, that's your house. You deal with it there, you know?
Yeah, and that's one thing, like the rules. Like, they got with us about the rules today where, all right, so they're having their kindergarten graduation, right?
Right, which is always a crock. I like kindergarten graduation, but when people show up with balloons and flowers and cry, you know that that's a family that you don't have a lot of high school diplomas hanging up anywhere.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth, because that's exactly what they were talking about. They were like, okay, if you're going to bring snacks, don't bring peanuts, don't bring... One thing said, don't bring avocados. That threw me for a...
Stop it.
That threw me for a loop.
Avocado.
What? It's so essentially, it's like one kid with an avocado thing, and I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny too, and you know, in the old days, you could always joke, who was the kid that brought the avocado? You know who he is, right? Right. Now you can't. I was trying to tell the teacher, this is the same teacher when he was in, my son was in third grade. She was saying he's loud. Right? Like, he would finish his work, and it's okay if you whisper, but he was really loud. And I said, we're Italian. And it's funny because people have whitewashed, and I guess that's the only word to use for it, like ethnicities. Now we're down to like two or three ethnicities, you know? And I'm like, Italian people, we're not normal white people. You have to understand, we're loud, we're talkative, I'm going to send meatballs for his birthday. That's how it works.
Yeah, I've gotten that a little bit. Like, I didn't get the loud thing. I got the, I got ain't. My kid says ain't. He's a, and I'm getting that right now. Just like, well, we don't you. And I looked at this lady. Like, my wife had to jump in. They don't want to use contractions to the kids, but yet you teach them.
Yeah.
This lady is the dumbest lady ever. I don't understand how you are in charge of my son, but my wife had to jump in. I am no longer allowed to parent-teacher conferences without supervision, essentially.
See, it's crazy. I'm telling you, I get it 100%. It's funny because after that third grade one, I told my husband, please don't come with me to any of these anymore, because by the time I have to explain him and you, they're going to kick us out of this school. It's just not going to work anymore. It's a different time, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like the conversation I had. Just like, hey, can you love? I know you're here for love, but love from afar. Because, like, a lot of times, I'm looking at Ella, and I would sit down, because I'm good for a good talking, with especially the teacher. Like, I would break it down of why you're wrong, why everything you just said was incorrect. And I think the last straw was we had a thing about homework. So my kid, they get homework on Mondays, right?
Right.
And they got to return homework by Thursday. My kid does his homework on Monday, and he's done. And he wants to hand it back to the teacher on Tuesday. And she says, I can't take it because it would look weird to the other kids. I'm like, no, you just got a guy who just did what you asked him to do, but he did it sooner.
Right. Yeah, you know, listen, they teach you the dumbest kid in the room now. Used to be, that's the difference between when we were kids and now. In the old days, if you couldn't keep up, that was on you. Now, everybody's got to slow down for the dumb kid to show up. And I don't mean it in a, listen, everybody has a dumb kid. I married a dumb kid. We all got that.
And I got a few dumb kids.
My brother's a dumb kid. Like, you know, they grow up and they're fine existing, you know, law-abiding citizens, some of them, unless you're talking about my brother. But it's just a different time. We're going through this thing right now because my son is very smart, but he's very messy. Okay, he's just not organized. Okay, he's not messy in his clothes or anything like that. He doesn't, organization is never his thing, but it's not my husband's either. So I'm the one, it's kind of my fault, because I'm the typical Italian mother who's very clean and neat, and I just take care of all that stuff. Like, they think laundry is magic. It's on the floor, and it ends up clean in the drawer somewhere, you know? But the teacher was like, you know, he's got to be more organized. And I said, but what grades are he getting? Is he getting? And she's like, well, looks like so far, again, we had straight A's this semester. Like you said, straight A's since the fourth grade. I said, so what does it matter if it's a system that works for him? Steve Jobs had the same outfit every day. Einstein never combed his hair. What do we care if he's organized or not? Because I guess what she had said to him in class in front of everyone is, I'd hate to see your room. And I was like, oh, Lord, she's lucky she said that to me. Because if she had said that 20 years ago to my mother or my mother-in-law, she'd have got beat in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
They insulted her.
Hey, trust me, I know the feeling. But, Tammy, I just thank you for calling in. I know how we can get. We could gab about this all day long, but when I heard that album was coming out, and I am doing my best to tiptoe around a lot of my favorite jokes. Obviously, I don't want to give them away, but you.
No, I don't mind. You tell them. You tell people. I don't care. We'll make it make sense.
All right, but please, the big plug, just all thing Tammy Pescatelli, your website. Please go ahead. Let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, that's it. Pescatelli.com. Hashtag TBT Throwback Tammy is going to be available, what, May 5th on iTunes. And it's a real album. Thank God, brought to you by my pal Larry the Cable Guy. And, you know, if he likes it and he laughs at it, then you know it's got to be funny.
Get her done. Thank you so much, Tammy. Tammy, I know you're a busy lady, but thank you for giving us a little bit of your time to talk about the new album and our kids one more time.
Well, and Sam, let me tell you this. Next time your teacher says contractions don't work, why don't you just say to her, get her done. The mansion he built.
Oh, yeah. It worked for one guy. I know it worked for him.
That's right. Listen, that's right. I'm sure if they'd have told him that, he wouldn't have a studio in his house.
That's right.
Cars.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for calling in, Tammy.
Bye, Sam.
All right, bye.
Thanks for having me.
All the time.